Good everyone, this is Rita Joyne and welcome to the Unbox Your Gift podcast, How to Turn a Passion into a Profession. I've got two questions today that I would like to answer that I've received. The first one is, what does it really mean to follow your passion? What does it really mean to follow your passion? You know, that question is, it's different based on where you are in the journey. What does it mean to really follow your passion? If you ask someone like J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, what does it mean to follow your passion? It means absolutely, it's an awesome path to follow. It's one full of adventure, of riches, of enlightenment, of impact, of changing lives, of having people read. Like, it's all of that. Ask someone who has been on the path to their passion, what does it mean to follow your passion? And they've got no results. They've delivered no impact. They haven't helped anyone. They've yet to get a reach. They've yet to be paid. It's a struggle. So it depends on who you're asking, what they're doing, and basically their perspective on that journey at where they're at in that moment in time. So the question is an excellent question, and everyone will answer it differently, those who are on their passion. And it really depends on the results that they've achieved. And then secondly, if they're enjoying the process of being a writer, the process of being a videographer, a practitioner in the role that they want to do, a practitioner in the profession. And it's not to say that if you're struggling that you'll never get there. It really just depends on, you know, like I was reading a book, I was watching a movie called Molly's Game. Have you heard of Molly's Game? It's about a girl, it's based on a true story, who went to the Olympics in the Winter Olympics. She suffered an injury. She couldn't go and actually complete the ski competition, and then she had to come back, and she was just like down and out with life, like, what am I going to do with myself? She spent her lifetime as a kid preparing for the games, and then she gets to the games, and then an injury prevents her from competing. And so she goes and she moves across, moves away from her family. She creates an underground poker game for, I'm talking billionaires, men who are like the who's who of politicians, of the entertainment industry, of athletes. And she's created, and so it's become so huge, so lucrative that the mob are after her. I mean, this is a real story. It's called Molly's Game, but there's a book being written about it. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is because what does it mean to really follow your passion? To someone like Molly, who went through that struggle of going, you know, giving it her all, trying to get to the Olympics. She gets to the Olympics and then has a back injury and can't compete. Well, following her passion was just like proved like, what's the point of that? But in that passion having been foregone because of her back injury, she went and created this underground gambling, you know, poker game. And although that was the wrong thing to do, and she admits that and wasn't the right way, she realized her real strength, her real passion was entrepreneurship. Because how else could somebody start competing with the mob, someone on your own, creating games so lucrative? And I'm not supporting gambling. I'm not supporting that whole ethos. What I'm saying that she had to go through another route. But in the end, what she found was the fact that this movie was created, Molly's Game, was the fact that she didn't give up. Like, even though she had nothing, she had the mob put a gun in her mouth. She was woken up at what wee hours of the morning because the police had raided her house. And, you know, like a lot had happened. And even after that, she had no money. All her funds were freeze. I should say they were taken away from her. So she basically had to move into her mum's house and had no experience. She couldn't get a job. And she was just at point zero. And what she did, though, was she said to herself, and in an interview she actually says that, what she said to herself is, what's the asset here? What do I have going for me? And she realized it was her story. So she went and she found in America, in Hollywood, a writer whose writing was, the probability of his writing being published was high. The probability of his screenplays being cast into a movie were high. She went and pitched to him, you know, through a very long, convoluted way, pitched to him. He accepted it. The movie was like, I mean, I'm giving you the short version. But the fact that after all that, she found, what's my asset? Like, what do I have to bounce off here? What do I have to leap off? And now She does talks. She's very well known. But the point is that asking anyone what it really means to pursue a passion depends on the person, depends on that journey, and depends on where they are in that journey. And you ask someone who's having a bad day, it's hard. You ask someone who's having a great day, it's the best. And so you won't ever know, you won't ever get the answer that you're looking for. You'll only get the answer that's going to be true to you when you follow that journey. And like any journey, it's going to be peppered with highs, lows, indifferences, neutrality, you know, like peaks, lows. It's just going to be filled with all of that. Anything is. Be it a marriage, be it being an employee working for someone, be it being a parent, being traveling. It's picked with like up and down with everything. And so that's what you need to be aware of when you're looking at your passion. And that's the truth answer. That's the truth of the answer. What does it really mean to follow your passion? And then the next question is, how can a person best get in touch with their intrinsic motivation to make a necessary change in life? How can a person best get in touch with their intrinsic motivation to make necessary change in life? That's really easy. The two things that face every single human being, which is death and your age. Those two things will get you closer into action than anything ever will. Because your age, people suddenly hit an age and they think, I better get my stuff together. Like, I better make it happen now. Like, I would stop with the drama, stop with the bickering, stop with the back and forth, stop with the dabbling. I got to get serious. And age usually does it. I find that age is one of the best things that gets people into action. Somebody turns 20, somebody turns 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. It becomes a milestone to pay attention. You can use it to think, oh no, I'm getting old, but you can use it to pay attention. And the other thing, that intrinsic motivation, is death. I mean, just last night or this morning, I got the news that someone passed away in their sleep. Just this morning. That in the wee hours of the morning, someone passed away in their sleep. No one's guaranteed Jack. And you know that, and I know that. And there are people that are online that say, you know, you've got a long time. Life is long. Well, no one has any guarantee that life is long or short. You know, one thing that Elizabeth Taylor said, people say, I've got everything. But I tell them, I don't have tomorrow. In other words, I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. I'm not guaranteed my next breath. And so those two things, if you can just put your mortality in front of you, and it's not morbid, it's fact, it's the truth. If you can put your mortality in front of you and say, this is, I don't know, the end date is unknown to any human being. And so if I can put that into perspective, and that I don't know how much time I've got, I don't know what experience I'll have, I don't know what impact, but I've just got to do everything. I've got to do something every single day. And then if that, not that, then your age will definitely filter into that. Because those are the two things. I mean, we can talk about habit and what you believe, and you know what you believe becomes true, and what habits do you have to get more motivated and keep into your word. And I've spoken about that at length on the podcast. But at the end of the day, if you just want to, you know, if you just really want something like that's just going to stop you in your tracks, how to get in touch with your intrinsic motivation to make change in your life, it's death and age, like full stop. That suddenly you find the habit that needs to get you to what you need to do. Suddenly you find you have to keep to your word. Suddenly you just have to do it. Like, enough of the dabbling, enough of the talk, enough of the back and forth. You just got to get yourself there, and that's what it's about, death and age. And young people die, old people die, sick people die, healthy people die. There's no pattern. It could happen to anyone at any time. And so that's what I would say, that is the intrinsic force of motivation to change your own life at any given time, at any given age. And I also want to just touch on learned helplessness. That is the fact that that should actually be a separate topic on its own for other podcast. So I will actually talk about that learned helplessness, what that is and how that filters through in people's lives and our lives. And just on the topic of that, just the definition is that you learn that you cannot help yourself. So what does that mean? So say you've tried to lose weight, you've lost weight, and you've tried to do it many, many times. And every time you do, you kind of just stagnant. You maybe lose a kilo or two or five or six, but you can never really get down to the size that you want. And when you're doing that, you learn that, well, I just can't get there. Like, it's just hard. Like, all the people around me, like on social media, you know, the before and after transformations, I just can't do it. And then learned helplessness is learning that you're helpless, that you never, whatever you do, you can't do it, even though there's resources around you. You could hire a personal trainer, you could hire a coach, you could go and get some help with some other means. But you learn, it's a mindset of learned helplessness, learning that you're helpless in this situation. And that's how a lot of things happen. And so one of the things that you want to look into is to get into, you know, to really touch into your motivation, what's stopping you is, do you have any learned helplessness? Like, do you have any, what's the use? Any thoughts of what's the use or what the hell, or how, this is never going to work. Like, those thoughts are symptoms of a mindset of learned helplessness. And when you can decipher that, and when you can address and you know what it is, then you can use things like cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a fancy word for knowing how to use your mind. And you can research a lot about that on the internet. And if you want me to make an episode on that, please let me know. And I will definitely do so. So cognitive behavioral therapy helps with rearranging, repatterning the mind to overcome learned helplessness and things like anxiety and jazz like that. So guys, I hope that's been helpful to you. I hope you see yourselves in these questions. You see yourselves in these answers that I'm giving you. And if you've got questions yourself that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, please do email them to me, rita@unboxyourgift.com. And I would love for you to share this if you found this helpful, if you know that someone needs to know how to just get real and raw with themselves. This episode is definitely that. That's just like that's where it's at. No dabbling around that. And of course, for you to be listening to this, for you to be taking part in this, it's my greatest appreciation to you for taking the time out of your day to learn how to unbox your gift and turn a passion to a profession. And it's my honor to host this and to be speaking with you. And my prayer is to have add value to your world. If it's with a sentence, for the moment, at the point, whether you're hearing something for the 10th time and maybe this time it's making the difference. Maybe this time you're really hearing it. Or maybe this time the way I'm saying it is making a different difference. I hope a different difference. I hope that it makes a difference, however small or however big, that this really does contribute to your day. And that's my prayer. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining me. And my advice to myself, as always, and to you, is that life is a gift. And together, let's unbox. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.